Hi guys, Lee here from FPL Family, and I want to talk about my favourite topic, which is my own team. I mean, I feel like I do a lot of these little voice notes about Liverpool, but this one is I'm particularly excited to do. So if you're a big Liverpool lover, if you're a Liverpool fan, you're going to love this. If not, then probably not quite so much. But listen, it's going to help you, I think, help all of us, I hope, from an FPL perspective. I want to touch on two things. One is Dominic Szoboszlai. I want to talk about why I love this man so much and why he has changed the way that Liverpool are playing. It won't have escaped your notice that Liverpool are playing a lot better this season than we were last season. My opinion is that it is because of Dominic Szoboszlai. We can be talking about McAllister, we can be talking about Gravenberch, we can talk about some of the other signings, we can talk about the fact that we've got players coming back from injury, we can talk about the fact that it's Nunes settling back into the team, all that good stuff, right? All that good stuff. But the key reason, in my opinion, that Liverpool are playing better this season is because of Dominic Szoboszlai. He, I think, despite not yet really racking up the goals and assists, we're going to talk about his output a bit later on, is he an FPL asset though? That is key. And I think that he is, stroke could be. And the only reason I haven't gone there myself yet is because I think there are lots of other good options in midfield that we also want in FPL, right? Those five spots are pretty sacred, I would suggest. But I think that he's going to be on our radars sooner rather than later. And he makes those other Liverpool assets that some of you will already have. So Mo Salah, for example, and Costa Simikas, maybe even Nunes. These are all really good. They're better assets for us in FPL when Szoboszlai is in the team. So let me tell you, so I've got kind of three reasons. I'm going to break it down to kind of three ways in which I think Dominic Szoboszlai is absolutely game-changing for Liverpool. The first is when Klopp plays in that box, when he wants that box midfield, right? When he inverts Trent into the box midfield and he likes, and we haven't seen that a lot this season, actually. We saw it much more last season, but particularly at back end of last season when I think Klopp was kind of trying it out, but didn't have the personnel. He didn't have big Dom Szoboszlai in there to make this work. Let me tell you what I mean. So as Trent was kind of inverting and we had that overload in midfield and the four box midfield with another CDM there, be it Fabinho, whatever, and then the 2-8s, whoever else it was, Trent would join in the form. We'd overload and it'd be 4v3 and you win those areas of the park. Now, that was really good for Trent and we all love Trent in FPL because Trent was inverting, coming into midfield. Great, perfect, we love that. But what it meant was that it was a massive waste for Mo Salah. It meant that Mo Salah was far wider, he was chalk on his boots, and he wasn't playing where Mo Salah likes to play, in that channel. He likes that right-hand side channel, doesn't he? Not the right wing, doesn't like playing too wide, he likes the channel. And we saw that effect, right? And a lot of us were saying, well, maybe it's not Salah in FPL, maybe it's Nunes, because Nunes is a bit more of a box loiterer, so we're going to go with him over Salah. But the only reason we were having that conversation was because Trent was inverting, Salah was really wide, and it was actually the 2-8s that were kind of attacking from midfield. And now City have deployed that, they've had especially João Cancelo, we saw that, right, when he was doing that Trent-style invert. City were masters at it, Pep was the master at it, so he used to have Grealish and Bernardo Silva far, far wider than they would ordinarily be. And you saw Kevin De Bruyne and Gundogan, as it was last season, bombing on in that kind of attacking eight position, knowing that Cancelo's inverting and creating that overload. They were brilliant at it, won the league on the back of it. And actually, the fact they haven't got, you know, Kevin De Bruyne or Gundogan now in those attacking eights, that might be the reason why Pep's not deploying it quite so much this season. I don't know. But anyway, last season, when Trent was doing that, perfect for Trent, not good for Salah. So why, this is a Dominic Szoboszlai podcast, right? So what am I getting at? What I'm getting at is that Dominic Szoboszlai allows that to happen again. So when Klopp wants Trent to invert, the positional sense of Dominic Szoboszlai is so good. He's such an intelligent footballer that he and Mo will not get in each other's way. It allows Mo Salah to play where Mo Salah wants to play, which is in that channel. And Dom Szoboszlai goes a bit wider and he goes and fills that gap over there. So Mo hasn't got to worry about defending like he might have done when Trent inverted last season. So that is point number one. So we haven't seen it much this season yet. I think we might start to see it more with Trent inverting and then Dominic Szoboszlai covering and it's good for the whole makeup of the team. So, first one, Dominic Szoboszlai, the master of positional sense. He's so intelligent. Bit more relevant, though, for this season is when Liverpool play in the 4-3-3, which is, we've seen time and time again, right? We've won Premier League trophies in this 4-3-3 when we have width via the wing-backs. You often see kind of Trent and Robbo or, you know, Simicast nowadays playing very, very wide. You've got Salah and then somebody on the left, either Jota, Diaz, whatever, playing in the channels with Nunes or, you know, Firmino in the past up front. And the reason that Liverpool could attack with that front five, if you like, back in the day, was that three in the middle, because you have the three at the back there, you'd have, you know, I don't know, a Konate or a Van Dijk or whatever defending, but the three in the middle were key. They were absolutely key, that three in the middle. They had to have huge intensity and energy. Massive, right? I'm talking peak Henderson, peak Wijnaldum, peak Fabinho, right? When these three, and Henderson in particular, right? When Henderson was in his late 20s, when we won the league, you cannot underestimate how intense this guy was and the energy that he brought to the team. Not tons of goals, and he was never really an FPL asset for us, but huge intensity from Jordan Henderson. That was what, you know, we won leagues and cups on the back of that. And because of that intensity, the wing-backs could get forward and teams couldn't get out. They couldn't get out in that 4-3-3. And what happened last season was Hendo's getting older, Fabinho was getting older, well off of it, the legs, the intensity wasn't there. Dominic Szoboszlai being in this team, and Alexis McAllister as well, I shouldn't rule him out, but Dom Szoboszlai in particular has brought that Henderson energy and intensity back into that midfield. Teams are not getting out against us. They're not getting out. Some of Szoboszlai's high up final third interception, so when he breaks up the play in a kind of CD, I don't want to say a CDM, but when he's got the kind of six attributes. I said this on Sunday, actually. He's got a sort of six attributes that he can do in an eight. Does that make sense? So he's able to kind of break up the play in a sort of N'Golo Kante style way, but he doesn't do it, you know, in the middle of the park. He'll do it in the final third. Teams just can't get out, and we're winning it again really high. And that is, of course, allowing, once we've done that, with that intensity in that midfield, you then, you know, he wins it, gives it to Mo, and the rest is history. He gives it to Nunes and he misses. Hopefully he scores. But that's the point. We are winning it high up the pitch again because that intensity is back. And what that's meaning is it's relieving the pressure of the defence. Teams can't get out from their own half, let alone get up to Van Dijk and Konate and all the guys back the back there, right? So that is another reason why I think Costa Simicast, more on him in a minute, is a really good option for us in FPL, because Liverpool's defence, they're still the same people, they're still the same personnel that have been leaking goals for the last 6 months, but they haven't had the intensity in midfield that means the teams don't get as far as our final third, so therefore they don't get anywhere near our goal. So defensive numbers are going to be up, right, just on that basis. So there's the second one. The first one was Dominic Szoboszlai is the master of positional sense from what I've seen so far. Second one is he reads the game so well. He's so intelligent and he provides that huge intensity and energy that we saw from the likes of Henderson a few years ago. So those two are the main two, depending on what Klopp system he wants to employ, whether it's Trent inverting or it's that traditional kind of 4-3-3. In either of those, Dominic Szoboszlai is massive, absolutely massive in what he brings to Liverpool. The third one, I want to talk about his output, right? Because up until the Forest game, this season, he'd had one goal and zero assists. And none of us were looking at him in FPL for that reason, right? Because I was doing the same thing because I wasn't watching every Liverpool game when it's on TV. I was only kind of watching highlights and stuff. But I was just looking at the underlying stats, and Dom Szoboszlai got one goal. It's that rasper, wasn't it? And he can hit a ball as well. More on that in a second. But zero assists up until the Nottingham Forest game. So you're kind of looking at it going, well, from an FPL perspective, you're not going to splash out on this guy, right? But I would encourage you, and if you're a Liverpool fan, you're not going to do this, right? But I would encourage you to just, sometimes just got to use our eyes, haven't we? We just got to use our eyes. I remember one, Brighton away, he floated across over to the back stick, and you're thinking, oh, he's got his first assist of the season. Nailed on, love it. And Gravenberch, like, Gravenberch hit the bar from, like, no distance out, right? Should have been a Dom Szoboszlai assist. So what am I saying? I'm saying is that one goal, zero assists that we all look at from an FPL perspective, I think the eye test almost kind of countered that a little bit. It's a little bit analytics versus grass FC, isn't it? But I think if you actually watch Dom Szoboszlai, he was getting in those positions. His XA, his underlying XA, pretty good. It's just he was laying on these chances. People were missing them, right? When you've got players like Nunes from 2 yards out, can't hit a donkey's backside with a banjo, and you've got Gravenberch hitting the bar from a yard out, it's just like, what has this guy got to do to get an assist? So all of a sudden, fast forward to last weekend, here we go. The stats start to come to the fore. And I, as an FPL player and someone that's loved the game for so long, you know, we should have seen this. I should have seen this. We should have looked at the underlying stats. We should have looked at what was actually going on the pitch and gone, assists are going to come for this guy. The assists are going to come. And the goals as well, because, you know, he strikes it so well. He's on some free kicks as well whenever Mo will let him take one, which is unusual, but he can take a free kick. He takes some of the set pieces. He carries it into the final third so well. He dictates the tempo from midfield. So that's the third reason why I think Dominic Szoboszlai is going to be on our radars sooner rather than later, because his output, you know, just the stats that we see, I think are at odds with when you actually watch this guy and you look at the eye test, you look at some of the chances that he's created that his teammates have missed. He should have been, even before the Forest game, should have been on 2 or 3 assists so far this season. Now, is that enough to warrant his price in FPL? That's the question you've got to ask yourself. But for those three reasons, guys, he's the master of the position. Positional sense is unreal. He's so intelligent. He reads the game brilliantly with his intensity and his energy and his intelligence. And his FPL output, I think, is coming. We've just seen a glimpse against Nottingham Forest of what we might expect from Dominic Szoboszlai. The big question you've got to ask yourselves in FPL, though, is in a world where you want Salah, you want Saka, we want Son, we want Diaby, we want Mitoma, we want Bowen, there's so many options out there. Are you going to have a punt on Dominic Szoboszlai, or are you going to go for Dominic Szoboszlai thinking that the attacking returns are going to come? Or are you going to stick with those kind of tried and tested ones, where we have seen the attacking returns already so far this season? I don't know. For me, still going to play it safe. But the one thing I am going to do is bring in Kostas Tsimikas, because I think at 4.4, 4.5, whatever he is now in FPL, he's an absolute steal. I think he's got the underlying metrics. He takes some set pieces. He gets forward. And in that 4-3-3, he's one of the wingbacks. He will be allowed to get forward. And most importantly, the clean sheets are starting to come for Liverpool now, because that intensity is back in the midfield three. And that is because we've got a hell of a player in Dominic Szoboszlai. Very, very happy that he's a Red. Hope you enjoyed the podcast, guys. Leave us a like or a follow wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll see you next time. Cheers.